On this week's Xamarin Show, I have my friend Brandon on to show us how to integrate push notifications in minutes into your Xamarin applications, so tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have my good friend Brandon in from San Francisco still.
That's right.
Of course, you can tell by the hair. Looks very dapper, very lovely. Thanks for coming all the way up here.
Yeah, I like to embrace San Francisco, so we'll just go full San Franciscan. The San Francisco treat, they call me sometimes.
The last time you were on the show, you were talking about storage, some Cosmos DB, a whole bunch of cooler Azure stuff. But today you kind of wanted to mix it up and talk about push notifications, am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. Because we have a tool called App Center Push, and what it does, it allows you to add push notifications to your app and then also manage them through a nice online portal.
Ah, cool. Yeah, and I've done push notifications in the past. You got to configure it over here, got to configure it over here, got to configure this backend, got to do this whole thing. Is that the case still?
So that's what's really great about this, because you're right. The first time I was working on an app, you have to add just a bunch of code, because I figured every app has push notifications, right? This should be easy.
It should be easy. Every single app that I use has push, yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah.
So what the App Center team has done, they have a App Center Push SDK. Oh. We just added into our project. You still have to write a couple lines of code, but now we're talking about two lines of code instead of 200.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Or 20.
Yeah. Very nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. So you use this personally. We've talked about App Center as like a suite of services. It does build and test and analyst and crash reporting. So I assume Push is just another service that you can use optionally.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the cool things with App Center. We'll walk through creating a new app in App Center so we can see it today.
Okay.
And every piece of App Center can be used independently or it can be used together.
Nice.
So yeah, it has a build CI/CD pipeline. You can run automated UI tests in it. But maybe you already have a CI/CD pipeline and you just want Push.
Oh, yeah.
You can just do Push.
Oh, very cool. That's nice. Yeah, you want to show us where to get started?
Yeah, let's check it out. So here we are. There we go. So this is the App Center homepage. And what I'm going to do is just say add new app. And let's call it the Xamarin Show.
Which is a great name for an app.
And I'll select Xamarin Android here. And just so you know, you can also do the same with Xamarin iOS, Xamarin Forms, same, same. So we'll go ahead and create the Xamarin Android app. And down here, we have App Center Push.
So those are all the services on the left-hand side over there.
Yeah, that's right. So if you wanted to do build, add it to your CI/CD pipeline, you can have it automatically kick off a build whenever you commit to GitHub, VSTS. Or there's UI testing, distribution to share your app with your beta testers, analytics and diagnostics for crash reporting, error tracking, user tracking, see what your how your users are using the app.
Oh, cool.
But today, we're just focusing on Push.
Push. Yeah, it says easy as 1, 2, 3. I don't believe it.
Well, let's find out. So we'll just follow the instructions here on the screen. And the first things to do, it says add in these using statements. So we'll go ahead and add those in. And let's jump back to the code. And this is just a file new Xamarin Forms app. I haven't written any code to this. This is just the template. And we can see it running here in the background. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and add in these using statements. And let's pass in App Center Start into our onStart method here.
Okay.
And we just need to add in also the App Center Push NuGet package. So let's add that into our .NET standard library. There we go. And add that into the Android project.
So we're going to add this into both the Android project, the .NET standard project, so we have that API. I'm assuming that if you had iOS or Windows, you'd add them wherever you're looking to implement. Correct?
Yeah, exactly. And we can add it to the iOS app if we were going to do that today, but we'll just focus on Android for today's Xamarin Show. So looks like everything's working. We have appcenter.start here. So let's see what step is next.
That's pretty easy. Like you just added a package, add start.
Not too bad, right? One line of code.
One line of code.
So the next step, we have to have Firebase Cloud Messaging. So we have some steps here to help us get that set up. And on the right side of the screen, we have console.firebase.google.com.
So what is Firebase at a high level for cloud messaging? Like, why do I need Firebase?
Yeah, good question. So when you send a push notification to, actually, both on iOS and Android, you don't send it directly to the phone. Mm. For Android, you actually send it to Google, and in this case, Firebase. And on, if you were doing iOS, you actually send it to Apple.
Ah, okay.
And then they queue up those notifications for us, the developer. So that way, we don't have to worry if that notification actually arrived. Was the user's phone on? Maybe they're in airplane mode. Google and Apple take care of that for us. And the way we do it for Android is through Firebase.
Got it. And then App Center kind of sits in the middle then, is kind of like handling that kind of authentication between Firebase and your phone and kind of you as a developer. You talk to App Center. App Center handles the business.
Right. Yeah, we could spin up our own service where we send a push notification message to Firebase and tell Firebase to do it on our behalf. But there's also a lot of code you have to do to manage the devices. You have to keep track of how many users you have. And App Center Push is going to do that all for us.
Got it. OK, cool.
So the first thing, we want to create a new project on the Firebase console. So let's go ahead and do that here.
And I'll put all the links in the show notes for everything that we're doing here.
Perfect. And we'll call this the Xamarin Show as well.
So this is kind of like your Firebase. It's kind of like you just created a project over an App Center, a Firebase equivalent. And just like you're just going to use the push notification for App Center, you're going to use the push notification cloud messaging in Firebase.
Exactly.
Got it.
Cool. So now that the app's created, the next step is to press on the Android logo, create an application matching your package name.
All right.
So let's do it. So our package name, we can find that in our Android manifest.
Ah, okay.
So here's the Android manifest. And I'm just going to copy this, because you know how I am with typos.
Yeah.
And we'll paste this in here. Boop. And we can give it a nickname. So let's call it the Xamarin Show app. Why not? And we'll just go ahead and say register app. We can add a little bit more information here. Like it says on the screen, if we wanted to do dynamic links, Google sign-in, we're not going that crazy today. So we'll just register the app. And then the next step, Firebase gives us a JSON file. So this is kind of cool. What Google does, they put all of our secrets in this JSON file, and the good secrets. Nothing crazy, but you know, API keys, how this app is going to communicate with the Firebase backend. And the way we can add that into our app is just by downloading this file and adding it as a resource to our Android app.
Okay.
So kind of cool. It says here that we want to download the Google Services JSON file. Got it. And then copy it into the Android project. So let's jump back and say add files. And we'll go to our downloads. And there's our Google Services.json. Copy it in. Close and reopen your solution.
Ah, OK.
Now that the JSON file has been added, when I close and reopen, it'll automatically recognize it. So let's go ahead and close that solution. Of course, we want to save the changes. Open it back up. And now, when we right-click, we have Google Services.json.
Got it. OK, so a little bit of a little config there.
We'll go ahead and select Google Services.json. And essentially, what this tells is it tells the compiler how to handle it.
Got it.
It's going to basically do everything for us. It's going to inject those API keys so that we don't need to hard code it anywhere in our code, which is really nice. OK, so we selected the build action, done. And then it says edit the Android manifest, and essentially just copy and paste a couple lines of code.
Very cool.
So I can do that. The only catch here is you'll notice these need to go inside of the application tag.
Very important.
Don't make that mistake. I've been there. And then you wonder why nothing's working. So let's go ahead and copy this. And we'll jump back to the manifest source code. And there's our application tag.
Okay.
So paste that in, give a little bit of formatting.
Beautiful.
And it looks amazing. Great. So that's the end of step two. Step three, we just need to add the server key. So this is what's going to link App Center Push to Firebase.
Got it.
So we're done getting the app set up, so I'll close this out in Firebase. And what this says is go to the project settings, and then under cloud messaging, copy your server key. So here's my project. And if I drill down into it, we can see the project settings. And then under cloud messaging, copy the server key.
So very, very good direction. It's like very, very good. I like that.
Paste that in, and we're done.
Very cool.
So now, we have added the code to our app. We've connected Firebase with App Center Push. So now App Center Push will manage all the devices. It'll send out those push notifications for us via Firebase. And all we have left to do is to launch the app.
Now, is there anything else in the SDK that allows me to, because you didn't add any code to like handle notifications. Like, is there a way to get notified when a notification happens in any way?
Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe you want to handle that push notification when it comes in. Mm-hmm. You can actually add a couple lines of code and essentially intercept it. Mm. And essentially, it's like an event handler.
OK.
So we can just add in an App Center Push event handler to say, hey, let me know when this app or when this push notification comes into my app.
Got it.
And then we can execute some code if and when that happens.
Got it. But right now, out of the box, what we should expect is at least a notification to appear, the system notification, right?
That's right.
So got it.
Yep. When this app launches, it's going to register itself automatically with App Center Push.
Oh, cool.
We don't have to do anything about that. And once it's done that, we can close the app, we can send a push notification, and we'll see it appear right here. All right, so now the app has launched on the phone.
It looks beautiful, looks the same.
It looks exactly the same. The only difference now is it's introduced itself to App Center Push, and it's essentially registered for push notifications. So if we go to the App Center Push portal, now I can click this button right here to send a notification.
Oh, very cool.
So let's see, we'll call this campaign the Xamarin Show. There we go, typos. Campaign. We can name it whatever we want. Okay, so title for the push notification, let's call it Welcome to the Xamarin Show. This week, App Center Push.
Cool.
And when we click next, what we could do, we can actually customize who we send this push notification to, which is kind of cool. So if we go to the audience, we can say only send it to users in a specific location or country. But since we only have the one device, I'll just send it to all of them. Why not? So I'll select next, select send notification. And now it's doing the rest. That push notification is sent, and we should see it on the device.
So what this will happen is this is now sending it to Firebase Cloud Messaging, which is then sending it to any registered devices that occurred.
That's right.
Essentially, that's the entire idea. So it's going to take a little bit of time because it's queuing up that entire system, basically.
Yeah, that's something with push notifications that's kind of funny is they don't actually necessarily go out right away every time. Mm-hmm. Because Google and Apple both act as that middleman, and they want to queue it up. And they want to make sure they're not chewing up your battery life.
Yeah.
So they want to send push notifications in batches.
Got it.
So sometimes it takes a minute or so before that push notification shows up. But because we're going through Firebase, we know it will be there.
Got it. Okay.
So here's the phone. And we'll just give it a minute, and we'll wait for that push notification to appear. And there it is. So it's just a couple lines of code, a couple easy steps to follow via the App Center Push portal. We have push notifications working on our app.
That's beautiful. So the push notification came in. You can tap on it, launches the app, boom.
There we go.
Awesome. That was actually really simple. I'm very surprised at how minimal code it actually took to get the push notifications in there.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Huge shout out to the App Center Push team. Great job.
Very cool. Well, Brandon, thank you for coming on, showing off all this awesome integration for push notifications. Now anyone truly can add push notifications to their app.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, this has been another episode of the Xamarin Show. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and ding that bell. Become part of the notification squad. Get that Xamarin Show in your inbox each and every week. Till next time, I'm James Montemagno. Thanks for watching.